Hey friends, Sarah here with a quick addition to our archive. These mini episodes offer lessons, tips, tricks, or inspiration for your tarot and spiritual journey. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy and find something to think about, something to journal about, or something to discover about yourself. Stay curious. Hello, friends, and thank you for joining me for today's mini episode. Today, I'm going to change things up a little bit, and we are going to discuss oracle cards. I'm going to talk a little bit about what they are, how they differ from the tarot, and then I'm going to pull a card from one of my favorite oracle decks and give you its messaging for the day. A lot of tarot consultants also like to use oracle cards. I like to use oracle cards as kind of as advice on how to move forward in any particular situation, or if I really feel like I need to have some kind of positive messaging to figure out what my next steps are, oracle cards are always my go-to. So let's start with the difference between oracle cards and tarot cards. Starting with card structure, tarot is the older of the two, and it always consists of 78 cards that are split into two groups. You have the major arcana, which consists of 22 cards, and the minor arcana, which is the remaining 56 cards. And those 56 cards are split into suits. Those suits are the cups, the wands, the swords, and the pentacles. Tarot decks usually stick to certain symbols, but there's room for some artistic variation. On the flip side, oracle decks are a wild and diverse bunch, and they can have any number of cards. They have no set structure, and they often skip the suit divisions. That flexibility means that there's a lot of room for creativity, and there's so much diverse artwork in oracle cards as well. They have different themes and motifs. They don't follow any kind of formal structure. If we look at the tarot cards age-wise, tarot cards are like ancient relics. They are believed to have originated sometime in the 15th century, somewhere in Europe, and they have ties to the ancient practices of Kabbalah and Hermeticism. On the other hand, oracle cards are much, much, much more recent, and they have gained a lot of their major popularity in the late 20th century, so very recently. They are less tied to any specific system, and they draw their inspiration from all over the place. They're very open to artistic interpretation. Now, those are only a couple of the major differences between the tarot and the oracle cards. However, I think one of the biggest differences between them is the learning curve. Learning to read the tarot is a lot like studying for finals. There's a lot of details, tons of symbolism in history. There's so much psychology and philosophy that's weaved in there too. Every tarot card has light and shade, so you are constantly learning about the different tarot cards and how deep each card can actually go. Tarot practitioners and consultants often hit the books or take courses on how to interpret them. And then if you look on the flip side, oracle cards are so much more laid back. They've got their own vibe, their own art, their own meanings, and they're considered to be much more beginner friendly. Both oracle cards and tarot cards come with guidebooks, and those are usually quick explanations on what each card means, but oracle cards and tarot cards both want you to follow your imagination and your intuition as well. Throughout these mini episodes, I'm going to be sharing different oracle cards from different decks that I really enjoy. I think oracle cards are a lot of fun for their positive and engaging messages that they offer you. They give guidance and encouragement and a fresh perspective on various aspects of life. So some of these mini episodes will be me pulling a card to give you a lovely message for the day. And to demonstrate that, I am going to shuffle and choose and dive into a card from one of my favorite decks, the Angels and Ancestors Oracle. This oracle deck was created by Kyle Gray, and the artwork is by Lily Moses, and the artwork is truly beautiful in this deck. This oracle deck is comprised of 55 cards, and they are not in any particular order or importance, but they are divided into four different categories. Those categories are 30 sacred ones, 12 guardians, 9 warrior symbols, and 4 seasons. So let's give them a shuffle, pull a card, and see what message the universe has in store for us today. And it looks like I have pulled the Shield Maiden, and her category is one of the sacred ones. And the Shield Maiden says, make plans and focus. The message, let's open the guidebook and see what the message is. The message says, have a plan or strategy in place before moving forward. The Shield Maiden is a female knight in shining armor. In Viking traditions, women were seen as equal to men and so joined them on their raids and fought with them on the battlefield. In this deck, the Shield Maiden brings a fiercely feminine energy, the power to be a warrior while retaining feminine sensitivity. She is ready to put her plan into action. She's ready to go into battle. Her medicine helps us move beyond any unsettled feelings when our plans start to take shape and follow through with our strategies in order to be where we want to be. Shield Maidens worked together in times gone by to create shield walls of protection, so she also shows us how to work with others in order to bring our plans to fruition. The extended message in the guidebook says, taking some time to assess what your next steps will be. All great warriors have a plan. You are a sensitive being, and if you are not prepared for the tasks you are taking on, you could end up feeling exposed and helpless. The ancestor guidance that is coming to you now is a reminder that you have a warrior's heart, and you have it within you to be more prepared and focused than you have been recently. So, have a strategy in place, and then let your guides support you as you move forward. So that is a lovely, positive message from an oracle deck. And I challenge you to think about where in your life you need to have a strategy before you move forward. It is very commonplace for us to just try to make quick snap decisions and jump right into things in our lives because the pace of society is just constant. It's like, go, 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 go. But where in your life, what part of your life do you really need to just pause, create a plan, create a strategy, and then move forward? That's the challenge that I want you to think about. Okay, friends, that's all I have for you for this mini episode. I'll be sharing more oracle cards in the future and exploring many different decks to help inspire you. If you have any insight you would like to share about this deck or this particular oracle card, please leave a comment under the Instagram post for this episode. You can find my Instagram at the Spirit Keepers Archive, and feel free to tag the Spirit Keepers Archive to show off your own favorite oracle decks. I love to repost and I love to learn about new decks. I hope you found value in this today. If it resonated with you, consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. A little good karma goes a long way. Stay curious.